I'm Pamela Wilson, the Care Navigator on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station. You're with us on The Caring Generation, embracing life's transitions with dignity, clarity, and stability, giving us permission to talk about aging, the challenges of caregiving, and everything in between. If you've missed portions of today's programs, you can access today's and all of our past programs on our website at thecaringgeneration.com. How many of you believe that you have an open mind? Yet, if you're in a needing care or a caregiving situation, you avoid change at any cost. Your doctor suggests that you take medication, exercise, and eat a healthier diet, and you refuse. Your children are concerned that you're living alone and your house isn't as clean as it once was. You're eating frozen dinners and canned soup. You have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and yet you won't change your diet. You're caring for somebody and you're absolutely exhausted, yet you won't allow anybody to help you. What is it about having an open mind that's so difficult? What is it about being so attached to our habits, our belongings, or the way that we do things that makes it impossible for us to even consider that there might be another way? What sacred cows do you have in your life that if you changed might totally change your life for the better? I recently found a story on the internet, the author's unknown, that I want to share with you. The story is about having something in our life, whether it's a belief, a routine, or a belonging, that we cling to, and how sometimes this loss has the ability to transform our lives into something we could not have imagined. This is the story of the lone cow. A wise man was walking with his student and conversing about the importance of visiting new places and meeting new people and the knowledge one can gain from these experiences. They came upon a very poor area and passed a run-down house where they saw a couple with their children. All five were dressed in torn clothes and no shoes. The house was severely neglected. The wise man approached the father and inquired as to how he managed to survive in this impoverished area when there was no commerce or work opportunity. The man answered that the family owned a small cow that produced some milk, some of which they traded in the town nearby for other food, and the rest they used to make some cheese and yogurt for themselves. That is how they survived. The wise man thanked him for his honesty and went on his way. As they walked on, the wise man told his student that he must go back, find the cow, and throw it over the abyss. The student was shocked and tried to convince his teacher that this would be a mistake, that it would surely destroy the poor family. The wise man listened and then walked away. Being faithful, the student went back and fulfilled his teacher's wish, but the picture of the cow falling down the abyss kept torturing him. The student was never able to completely forget the incident. Years later, he went back to see if there was any way he could help the family or possibly repay them for the suffering he had caused. As he approached the area, he immediately noticed a change. Everything looked nice and well kept. He became very depressed and was sure that the family, after losing their one single cow, had been forced from their house and land just to survive. He saw a new house in place of the old one. And as he approached the house, he saw a vaguely familiar man. He inquired about the poor family with the single cow that used to live there, and he was told the same family still lives there. He then asked how they had managed to pull out of such dire poverty and become successful. The man smiled and told him that a few years ago, their only cow had suddenly disappeared, and that initially they were in shock. But as a result, they had to develop new skills and find new ways to survive. The man admitted that the loss of the cow had been the best thing that ever happened to this family. What's the lone cow that you're clinging to in your life? If you're a person needing care or a caregiver, is it the memory of how life was? Are you the person saying, I just want things to be the way they were? In many caregiving or needing care situations, this isn't possible. But that doesn't mean that a change can't or won't be a positive action if you decide to make it so. Many times the struggle of the idea of change or just of doing something differently really is all in our minds and in the way that we choose to think. Here's a quote by Wayne Dyer. I make no claim that any one tradition or practice is superior to any other. I have pursued my own awareness of these concepts with a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. How different would our lives be if our minds were truly open to everything and attached to nothing?
we'd truly be able to navigate the caregiving challenges that leave us with unexpected situations or things that we know might be coming up that won't be pleasant, but we choose to avoid thinking about them or doing anything about them because it's easier now. I can tell you not planning or not thinking about the future won't be easier later when you're in a crisis. February is National Heart Month, not to mention the month of Valentine's Day. Next week, we'll talk about your heart and staying healthy if you've been diagnosed with heart disease or high blood pressure. How many of you had bypass surgery and you're having trouble getting back into the swing of life? We have a special segment with a doctor who actually had surgery, had health problems, and talks about the practicalities of getting back to life. I'd like to thank Tony, our producer, for helping the program run smoothly today. I'm Pamela Wilson, the Care Navigator. I help individuals and families navigate issues of health care and aging. If you're an older adult trying to figure out ways to take care of yourself, or if you're a caregiver with loved ones that need assistance, you can reach me at 303-810-1816. I'm Pamela Wilson. You're with me on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station. Thanks for joining me today. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll be back next Sunday. Would you teach your children to tell the truth? Would you take the high road?